Okay, Shalom Ubracha, Mazel and Bracha, Chaim Ubracha. Wednesday, Parshat Vayigash. This is Vav Teves, 27th December 2006. And we're learning Revi'i now, because it's Wednesday. In Vayigash. So there's two Revi'is. There's a Chalukah day is where Revi'i starts. Some say it starts in a certain place, and some say in another place. Well, others hold it starts at Pasuk Yutes in Memhe. Some say it starts at Pasuk Chavches in Memhe. So we'll start at the earlier one. My Chumash says the other one, but most Chumashim say here. So let's take a look. Va'ato and you. Now Pharaoh tells Yosef to tell the brothers to load up their donkeys and bring their father back to Mitzrayim. It doesn't say in Pasuk Yitzayim V'yomer Pharaoh El Yosef Emor El Achecha. Tell your brothers those asudas which have to do. Tanos Birchem, load up your Birchem, your donkeys. Means your animals, because Chamor is a donkey and Oson is a donkey. Birchem means your animals, your livestock. I guess they came with, I don't know what they came with. Maybe, I don't know, but Birchem seems to be your donkeys. And who bo asuknan, go to Eretz Kanaan. One second. Okay, Birchem means animals. Birchem, but it was donkeys. Why doesn't it say donkeys? Maybe it was other animals too, camels and stuff. The who bo Eretz Kanaan. Who is Avichem, take your father. Best betechem in your families. Boy, like, come to me, and I'll give you a stew of Eretz Mitzrayim, the best part of Eretz Mitzrayim, and you eat is chedivars, the fat of the land. Now we're at Revi'i. Now, I'll give you the tuv. That means the very best part. That means Goshen. That's the Nile Delta on the top of the country where that Nile gets its water from the Mediterranean, that delta there, right on top where all the kings lived, the many pharaohs, pyramids were there. And Goshen is interesting word, right? Goshen is Gematria 358. And they left from Goshen 200 years later, the Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu took them out of there. Mashiach is also 358, and Goshen is 358. And when Yaakov later sends Yehuda to Goshna, to Goshen, Gimel Shin Nun Hei, it's also 358. And it's Gimel Shin. Gimel Shin Nun Hey is the same letters as Nun Gimel Shin Hey. Neis Gadol HaYosham. Like in Hanukkah, Neis Gadol HaYosham. Neis Gadol HaYosham. That's Goshno. Same thing. That's 358 also. Interesting, right? All right. So, now Pharaoh changed his mind. First he says, Tanu is Beirchem. Then he says, no. Command, you tell them. You, Yosef, tell them. Zosasu, this is what you do. Forget about the first plan. Take from Egypt. Agolos, wagons, obviously pulled by horses. The topic for the little children, because they will need it more than the adults. They can't be banged around. They need wagons. La tabachem, and the sheikhim, if you're wise, and the sosim, and savichim, then tell you, take your father, avosim, and come. So first he says, forget it. And first he says, load up your birchem, your camels, your donkeys. Then he says, take the wagons of Egypt. Einichem el tochas, and your eyes should not have any pity. Don't have any chus, any pity. Al belkleichem, your furniture. Just leave it there. Kitul kol eretz Mitzrayim lechem. The best part of Egypt is for you. Who it is. He also came in Israel, Yitain Elohim Yosef, Agolos al Pifaro. He gave him wagons al Pifaro, national official transportation of the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, pulled by horses, horse drawn wagons. Yitain Elohim Seder Ledorchen, he gave him food for the way. The Chulam Nosan Lish, to everyone, he gave every person Chalifos, Samolos. A change of clothes. Why? Because Yosef told his son Menashe to chase them and accuse them of stealing the Gevia, and then they stole the Gevia. They all tore Kriya, so Yosef was causing them to tear torn clothes. He gave them new clothes. Nosen Chalifa Samolos Binyamin Nosen Shol Shmeios Kesef to Binyamin. He gave 300 silvers, the Chomish Chalifos, and 5 exchanges Samolos of clothes. Now let's understand something. He gave each one a switch of clothes because he made them tear Kriya, right? This was very high quality clothes. It doesn't say Chalifos Begadim. It says Smolos. Shin Mem Lamed Sof. Shin Mem Lamed. You know, Twer turned the letters around. Mem Shin Lamed Moshel. A ruler would wear these kind of lavish clothes. Very lavish, because the Uncle says, Chulam Yohav Legvar Itztalavon Delevusho. Levush is like the word lavish. We're not stam begotten, but levush, lavish begotten. And he gave each one chalifos with an extra vav in it. Very expensive, high-quality set of clothing. And chameish chalifos without a vav, cheaper sets. Samolos. Why? So the Chazal tell us that they gave each person a very complete set, very expensive, chalifos with a vav. And Yoman got five cheap sets that equaled the one good set that everyone else has. Why? He didn't want to repeat the old mistake that his father did to him, and he gave him a special kasonis pasim and gave him something more than the others had. Says the Gemara and Megillah, Chamish Chalifos Samolos V'chi Efshar. Is it possible? Dovish in its Tarbos, a tzaddik, a thing that tzaddik suffered by Yaakov Yichshabo, who'd repeat the same mistake. Yosef, on Ben Yomer Ben Yomer by Yefes Remez Chomaslo. He hinted to him Ben Yomer a Remez. She also let's say Meno Ben, and the future will come out a son from him from Ben Yomer. She also will say Hamelach that will walk in front of a king. Chamishay Levushay Malchus. Five types of lavish clothing. Ezehu, Mordechai, who came out of Binyamin. Shinemar says in Esther Tess, Mordechai Yatzo, Yosef, Nea Melch, Belevush Malchus, in Levush, lavish clothes of Malchus. What is it? Chelis is one, Chur is two, Vateres Sirzov Gedolos three, Vatachris Boots is four, and Nagoman is five. Very good. So he's and Yosef is a Novi, he's prophesying that from Binyamin, many years later, over 1,000 years later, will come Mordechai. How is it 1,000 years? Because they went in Eretz Yisrael 440 years before they built the base of Mikdash. Then it lasted for 410 and then 70 in between and 420. So it's 440 plus 410 and 420 is 850 and 70 is 900 and 1,300 years. It was 1,300 years. Well, not exactly, because it's in there. Purim was the beginning of the second base of Mikdash. All right, so 1,200 years. Anyhow, so that takes care of that. Next, now he knows why he gave him clothes, because he made him tear career. Now he knows why he gave each one very fine clothes, because he was a king. He gave him smolos, like a moshel would wear. That's why it's a levush. And he gave each one of them a very expensive set, and Yosef and Binyamin five cheaper sets to equal that, because he didn't want any favoritism. But now we have only one problem left. What is this shalosh meos kesef? He only gave Binyamin 300 silvers and didn't give them any money. Why? It says in Gittin Mem Dalid, Hamocher Avdo, anyone who sells his servant to a goy, Lagoyim, Mocher Avdo Lagoyim, Konsonoso Adasor Obdat Bedomov, you fine him 10 times what the price of an Evid is. The Demei Evid, the Pasha's Erechen, is Shloshim. 30, 10 times Shloshim is 300, that's it. And that's why they benefited when they sold Yosef for money. They got money at the sale of Yosef. He wasn't there. He got nothing, so now you have to pay him back. So they all come out equal. Interesting. The Rami's Shibbeis, Mibes Rachel, both sons became kings. Yosef was a melech, and Melech HaMashiach comes to him. And Binyamin comes a melech, his name is Shaul and Mordechai. Shaul was the first king of Israel. And Mordechai, 1,000 years later, was the king of Persia after they killed Haman. Mordechai became the prime minister, and Esther became the queen. She was a queen already, but she stayed the queen. So the two children of Yosef became kings. Yosef, Melech HaMashiach and Melech HaMitzrayim, and Shaul and Mordechai came from Binyamin. Look at the Marsho on this. This is a beautiful Marsho. You got to look at that. Right on this piece here. All right, let's go weiter. Okay. And his father sent like this: Asorah Hamorim, 10 male donkeys. Those in Mitzvah Mitzrayim, carrying the best stuff of Mitzrayim. The Asher Sonos of said 10 females. Those of Zbar carrying grain, Balechem and meat, Umozim and relish. Say, look at the uncles and other Farshim, Umozim is relish, La'ovim La'dorach. Now, wait a minute. It says Shalok Kizos. Rashi says, according to this amount, what a 10 or and 20 donkeys can carry. But it's no, you want to say, Shemilas Kizos, Hamioseris. This is unnecessary. Do you want to just say, all of Shalok Kizos? What do you mean Kizos? The Kof Hadimion, the Kof that makes something compared to something else. Mora teaches like this. He sent him nothing. He never sent him anything on no donkeys at all. He didn't send him any donkeys, zero. Raki Hoke Kamer, this is what it means. Koro, the crow, the pussy. He sent in these wagons pulled by horses, a couple of wagons, maybe two, three wagons. Kazos. This cheshbon that would be carried to whom Masa Yud Chamor and Yud Asonu, that 10 female male and 10 female donkeys would carry. We didn't send him any donkeys. It's just a load of 20 donkeys. V'hashto Asa Shapi. Now it comes out good. Telo Masinuk Nechta. We don't find later when Yaakov looks who comes. He said he saw their golas. He didn't see any donkeys. Ooh, that's a proof. There was no donkeys. Masinuk Nechta. Elav Yaris Agolos. Lo Shum Chamoris. Hamorim Basonos, he never saw any donkeys. B'shem Agon Marshal, says Rashi. So Metuv Mitzrayim, Asin B'gmar Shishalach Lo Yayin Yashon, old wine. Old wine? Yaakov's going to drink Stam Yainim? Shadas the Kainim Nochem, and the old people appreciate the association because old people get smarter and old wine gets better. Doesn't mean he drank it. He sent it a symbolic gesture. That's all. Morgan Avraham Magna, I got the Menshagog Gurus and shall pull certain beans. He sent them. Bar v'lechem, food and lechem. Dagumo mozon, lift on these relish or pounded beans. Look in Rashi. So okay, that took care of that. He sent away his brothers and said, "Biyom lehem, al tirgus obaderech." Don't get excited along the ways. Don't quarrel like it's your fault. I told you, your fault that you sold them. It's my fault. I should have said this. You said that. I told you not to do it. And I told you not to throw them in the pit and this and that. Don't get breigas, tirgzu. And don't get angry along the way, Rashi says. Tirgzu about there. He gives three explanations. One, I'll just ask you about halacha. Don't get involved in a halacha, deep Indian, because he says you have to learn when you travel, right? That's if somebody else is doing the driving. But if you're doing the driving and you're taking your own donkeys or horses or wagons, whatever, don't get involved because the driver will then think of some lumdish svar and you miss the exit number, like on the highway, and you go 40 miles out of your way. Don't get involved in halacha, which is very complicated. You can learn all easier things, but don't al tisku b'dvar halacha. So tirgos alechem aderech. The way shouldn't aggravate you. If you miss the turn, you're very aggravated. Beis, second reason, dovar acher, al tafsiyo b'siyo gasa. Don't spet rush. Rush will make you lose your eyesight, says the Gemara. Every step will make you lose 1/500th of your eyesight. Some kind of pituitary gland and the groins there affects the eyesight. You'll see that athletes, many of them need glasses. Look at people that are very athletic, sprinters and gymnasts. The eyes are affected. Some kind of, I think it's the pituitary glands down in the groin there. It says it affects your eyesight. How do you get the eyesight back? You look at the Habdalah candle or the Friday night candles. It restores your eyesight. How is that going to do it? Chazal tell us. Believe me, they know how it works. Therefore, out of the Gasol, you come into town wherever you're going to while it's still light. While it's still light, and leave when it's light, not in the dark. Don't travel in the dark. Here's the simple meaning. They were going to argue. How you doing? He was worrying. Shema Yeriva, they're going to fight. But Derech Al Devar, Michiros about his sale 22 years ago. To have a conversation one with the other. It's your fault we sold them. No, it's your fault they sold them and they had this big fight. Ato Savarto Lashon Hara, you spoke Lashon Hara, and you called us to have sin as chinam. Your fault, you spoke Lashon Hara, you did it. You caused us to hate him. Lashon Hara caused a sin. Now we send to be thrown in the pit. We sold him. Don't do that. It's all over. He said, Hashem sent me down here. You were just the instruments. Take us to the plus the Yalum, even trying to went up to Mitzrayim. The Yavu El Eretz Canaan. Come there, Eretz Canaan. El Yaakov Avim to father. Yaakov their father. They came up to Mitzrayim from Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan. It was north. They went up. Some Chazal wants to say, oh, from years of proof that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the countries in the world, and that the Eretz Yisrael is Gavoa Mikola Rosas. My friend, that's not true. Denver, Colorado is much higher, and the Alps are much higher, and the Rockies are much higher. In fact, the lowest place on the entire planet is Eretz Yisrael, because the lowest place on the earth is the Dead Sea, the top of the Dead Sea. So it doesn't say Lamala, Eretz Yisrael, Lamala, it's Gavoa. Gavoa Mal, Gavoa Hashem. The word Gavoa is only Ruchnius. Lamala is Gashmi. There are many proofs for that. In this Sedra itself, we had a proof somewhere where it says Yalu, he went up. So anyhow, Gavoa Mal, Gavoa Hashem. That's one Teretz. It means it's the highest place in the world. And Ruchnius. Or like the Mepharshim was talking about it, you take a sphere, and the earth, the globe is a sphere, turn it, you can make any top, anything you want is on top. You can turn anything to the top, if it's a sphere. Anyhow, there's many explanations for this. As Yaakovim, they told him in detail. Hagodol is detail. Yosef Yosef is still living. He is the ruler. He's that man, that ruler we told you about. Yofag libo, in his heart, refused to become exhilarated. He refused to become convinced. There was that Yofag, a little pagima in their story, because 22 years earlier they told him, he is dead. Now they say, he is alive. How can you change your story? There's the pagima there, or fog tamo, when you dilute wine with water or coals with high black stones, or any swindle of merchandise, you dilute it. You're mafig and tamo, you're diluting the tam. It's not totally true what you're saying. Or pagima, there's a fault in it. He didn't believe them. Kilohem, he didn't trust them. Hirsch says that your heart refused to become exhilarated, because believe means 100%, not 99.5, 99.9. By his heart refused to become exhilarated because he refused to become convinced. There was a begima there in this story. Once a liar, always a liar. We're talking about the shift they called the tzaddikim in the world, but Rashi says that once you tell a fib, your credibility is lost. And he became numb. He had a 50-50 suffix about this whole thing. So Rashi says, Yofag libo, nechlaf libo, his heart was churned. He went away from believing. He did not believe him 100%. He doesn't turn to their words. He didn't take trust him 100%. There's Lashon mafig and tam, and you dilute something. Lashon mishnah kamo, me'ein afugos. Verecho lo nemar metagamina verechio lo fog. Lo hemelem. Om Rav Shimon kol kach ansh shel badoi. This is the punishment of a liar. Shafila omer emes. He tells you the truth. Ain't shomelo. You don't listen to him. Shkein vasinu b'bnei Yaakov. Ben abonim shel Yaakov. Shenemar says v'yeshev. Yekiru. He recognized it. V'yomi said, Kasonis benihu. Oh, this is my son's Kasonis. He's torn up to bits. Even though they told 100% truth, though Hamilham didn't believe them. Shnemar v'yofifog libo, the whole Hamilham is obvious. Rab Nosson Perklamid. Now what convinced him? V'idabri love. Then they spoke to him as Kol Divrei Yosef Asher Dibur Lahem. V'yaris Hagolos. He saw the wagons. Asher Sholach Yosef, not Shesholach Paro. The safe so so. And the spirit of Yaakov, their father, got rejuvenated. What was it that made him be convinced this was truly true? When Pharaoh sent covered wagons with horses, he told his brother, it says in the Medrash, when you get out of town, take that big and blazing Avodah Zorah sign, or engraved in the wooden wagon, burn it out, or switch wagons, and get rid of the horses, and put on calves, big wagons pulled by calves. Who does things like that? Do it. I have a reason. Soon as Yaakov saw the agolos, this was a code secret between Yaakov and Yosef. Says the Sifka Chachamim, don't read it agolos, read it eglos. Because when they left each other 22 years ago, nobody in the world knew what they were talking about learning. It was about egla rufo. Yaakov and Yosef were talking about egla rufo. He knew this was a simon from Yosef. This is not agolos as shesholach Pharaoh. No, it's not Potikov Aleph, Agolos al Pifaro. This is Agolos al Shisholach Yosef. Oh, below Faro. Ooh, he understood these wagons pulled by Agolos. I take Agolos al Eglos, for Eglo Arufa. They were studying that. Ruach Yaakov Avihen, says the Gemara, Yeshom Mahu, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov, Ruach HaKodesh, Nistalik Mimenu, that went away from him, Shoros Olav Osir Sho'om. He got a Ruach Nevuah back, Shechina, for the first time in 22 years. Ooh, he knew it was Yosef. And what does it say about Eglo Arufo? Kam Indian be Eglo Arufo, Atzma Merumas, Kavonas Yosef. One thing it says, when they come to the people of the town closest to the dead body that you find in the field, that says there, you have to say to people of the town, did you give this wayfarer, this traveler who was in your town for a few hours or a few days, when you sent him to them away, did you give him food for the way? Tzedo ladorach. Patruhu below lechem or mayim? Did you send him away without lechem and mayim? So therefore he felt no one cares for him. And then when he was attacked by a thief or a robber or a marauder, he didn't have the self-conviction or encouragement to stand up for his life, and he gave in. He let himself be killed because no one likes him. They didn't give him food, latzeid or laderech. So that is exactly what happened to Yosef. Patruhu below lechem or mayim? They sent him away without any food. And also another thing, it says in Eglo Haruf, about Eglo Rufo, it says over there, you go to the Dayanim of the town, and they pick up their hands and they said, Yodeinu lo shofchu es adom hazeh, which means, I don't blame my brothers at all, he's telling Yaakov. Because it says about Eglo Harufo, the people who run the town have to pick up their hands and say, Yodeinu lo shofchu es adom hazeh, we did not spill this blood, which means I do not hold my brothers guilty. Look at the Mayan base of Sheva and the development of this mamar. Ooh, unbelievable. Then they take the calf into a field that's never been worked, and they chop the head off. No, it doesn't. They take him into a valley. Wasn't Yosef sent away Eimek Chevron from Yaakov, from the valley? Look at the Mayan base of Sheva. Tremendous how he develops that. Hergen, Eglon Ruf of Nachal, Esom, Valley, Mokum Omuk. And that he left Me'emek Chevron, a valley. All right, now we go further, because some people hold, this is Revi, but so some people say Revi starts here. No, it's a Wednesday, we have to continue. Yom Yisrael Ravod, that's too much. Yosef and Ichai, my son, Yosef is still living. The Elcha, I'll see him there, and I'll go, Aaron, see him, term almost before I die. He was 130. He's going to live 17 more years to 147. You know he's supposed to live to 180, but he said 33 words to Pharaoh, and it took off from 180, 33 years, which means he lived to 147. All the others were supposed to live 180. Yaakov lived, supposed to live 180, but he said 33 words, discouraging to Pharaoh, so Hashem punished him with 33 years less, lived 147. Yitzchak lived 180, and Avram lived 180 minus 5. So he shouldn't see his grandson, Yaisav, go to the Tarbas Ro. So he died at 175 when Esav was 15. So he shouldn't see Esav at age 20, 5 years later, with Chayiv Misam. Chayiv, because he's a murderer, a killer, a rapist, and everything. But all the others were supposed to live 10 times high. Rav Oud. It's too much. What's too much? He did so much to me in my life, and he saved me from this, and he saved me from Esav, and from Lavan, and from the Canaanim. It's too much. And also Yosef ben Ichai, that's one way to learn it. Some hold it, no, Rav. This is tremendous that he's the king of the country. And Ode, Yosef ben Ichai, still a Torah Jew. He can tell by the conversation. He's still a Torah Jew. Not only is he alive, he's a fulfilled Yehudi, Ivri, who keeps the basic laws. Yom Yisrael, Rab, this is too much. Not only is he alive, but he's a tzaddik. Yosef ben Ichai, Elch le'erev te'er momos, v'yisei Yisrael, and therefore Yisrael traveled, v'chol ha'shilo, everything he has, v'yom be'er shov, and came down to Be'er Sheva. Some say by Yofag Liba means he fainted. That's not true, because he didn't believe them. How could you faint if you don't believe this person? Therefore, it's like Rav Shamshon. His heart refused to become exhilarated due to, like Rashi says, he was not convinced. You know, like the Gemara says, once a liar, always a liar. That's why Abadoi, even if he tells the truth, you don't believe him. Of us, Rav Nosson Perik Dalit. All right. So, Yovei Ershova, Yizbach Zavachim, he brought Karbonis. The Lekei Aviv Yitzchak, to the father, the God of his father Yitzchak. Yizbach Zavachim. So you think they would eat, right? Eat Zavach Shlomim, they would eat it, right? Chas v'sholom. No human being from the day one the world was created ever, ever, ever put a carbon in their mouth until Korban Pesach. Look at Rosh, Masechet Zavachim, in the first Mishnah. This is a carbon Ola. Because Zavachim is as a general word. It's a carbon Ola. Yesh klal. Yesh klal. Kol carbon is called Zavachim. Korban HaRamban Po. Ramban says Po, if the carbon was. He quotes in Bedeshtan Chumo, Ben Akonah, She'olah Hoya was a carbon Olah. And look at the first mission of Zvachim. Zvachim is a general name for carbonus. But this was not a Zvachim that you eat. No human being ever ate until carbon Pesach. In fact, if you don't eat carbon Pesach, you're Chayv Kores. Look at the Mesech of Zvachim B'mishnah. Carbon Olah Hoya. Yeah. Yeah, okay, let's go further. Zavachim, okay, and then the Avram, and it was Odla, because it's very Zavachim, you would use the word Yudkevavke. Here it says Lelkei of Iviako, Yom Elkim, there must be the Odla, isn't it? It's something serious. It's not a Zavachim where you're very friendly in Shalom. That's not a Shalom, it's a time of seriousness. Yom Elkim, Yisrael. Ah, Yisrael. Ooh, it means he's now on a high. His king, his son is the king. He remained from Jew. All the thoughts of his life just disappeared. By Yom Elokim El Yisrael B'maris Elayla, the vision of night. At a vision at night, Yom Yaakov Yaakov. The future is Yisrael, but right now it's Yaakov Yaakov. You're going down to Egypt, away from the land of Eretz HaKadosh. Yaakov, unfortunately now you're going through a low thing. Here I am. But your future is Yisrael. And I want you to tell you something, Rabbi. Many letters of the Torah have tagin on it. In fact, there's three tagin on the letters. Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, Tzadi. Shatniz, Guts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Three tagin. And then on the six letters, Bedek, Chayo, there's one tag. All the other Meleches Sofer, Mem Lamed Aleph Chav, Sof, Samach Vav Fei Reich, is zero Tagen. This is an exception. This Shin has seven Tagen. Usually it's 3, 1, or 0. This is an exception. This letter Shin of Yisrael has seven. Seven Tagen Al Shin, Indian Zion Soros, that Yaakov has just lived through in his lifetime. Esav, Lavan, Rachel dying, Dina, Yosef, Shimon, Binyamin. Ooh, and that means Yisrael will survive everything. Seven is total, complete, soveya, full. Yisrael will survive everything. Yom Yaakov, now he's called him, look him, Yisrael, yeah, you're going to be very great one day, but at the moment, Yaakov, you're going down to Mitzrayim, Yom Anochi, I am the God of your father, Al Tiro, don't be afraid. that you're leaving Eretz Yisrael, Mordo Mitzrayim to going down, Goy Godel Asim Simcha Shom. I'll make you into a great nation over there. Goy Godel Asim Choshom. Very great nation. By the time you get out, there'll be 5 million people. Because we know there was 2.4 million Erev Rav, that Targum Yonason says it, over there with the word Erev Rav. 2.4 million. And we know there was about 3.2 million Jews. How do you know that? There were 600,000 just males between 20 and 60. And what about down from 20 down to zero and 60 up to 120? And what about the wives? What about the sisters? What about the women? What about Shevi Levi not counted? There's at least 600,000, which is 0.6 million four times, or maybe four or five times. That gives you about 2.4 or 3.2 million. There's about 5.5 million people. Goy Godel, Asim Chol Shom, I'll make you in that filthy place, and there's that Mokum Tumo and Mitzrayim. And you know, Ki Erdi Mokum, Lamashak, Kashi Yardu Yisrael, and Mitzrayim Yardu Shechina Imohem, Mechilta B'shalach. Into this filthy place, the Shechina went. Anochi Eri Democh, I'm going to go down with you. Mitzrayim Mo, Anochi Alocha Gam Olo. I will bring you up after five Doros. How do you know? Because Alo should be spelled with a Vov at the end, but it's spelled with a Hey. Shehoyo Yitzias Mitzrayim Acha Hey Doros. Yaakov, Levi, Gos, Amram, Moshe. Yosef, Yoshis, Yodav, Allah, Yinecha, Yosef will be there at the end to put his hands over your eyes and close your eyes. Gam Olo, I will also bring you out. Interesting. Gam Lo, a camel. Gomal, in Lashon HaKodesh. Gam Lo, in Aramaic. Gomel is to do you a favor. Gam Olo, I'm going to favor you and take you out of there. Gam Olo, Tan Rabban, on Aro, and Gomel B'chalom. If you see a camel in your dream, Misa Niknasubo. A Misa was declared against you, Menashemayim, but it's the Luhu Mimena, but you were saved. Because Gamla, Gomel, you have favors done to you. Omer Avchamo, Bachanina, Micro, where's the pasuk to prove it? Manoche, Alecho, Gam, Olo, I will bring you up. Oh, so you don't see a camel. You see the letters, Gimel, Mem, Lamed. Oh, Gam, Olo, Gamla, Gomel. That's what it says in Brachos, Nun, Vav. It doesn't mean you see a camel. You see the letters, Gam, Olo, Gamla. That's what it means. And that's why you have to bend Birchashah, Gomel, when you're saved from a tight situation. Vanochi Alecho Shlamed Shikashikot all Yisrael mi Mitzrayim also Shechino Imohem from this Mokom of Shtufei Zimo. So Alecho Gomos even in America, yes, even in America, the Shechina is with us. Amagam Olom Yosi Yosi Yodav Alinecho, it means he'll be there for you till the end. Yaakov Miver Shova Yisrael Bnei Yisrael Yaakov, they picked him up. Avichem, the father of his top on the babies, the tough, the infants who can't walk, because tough means a drum. When a child walks, he walks on all fours, a little baby. All day it's like tapping, tap, tap, pum, tap, tof, a drum. And that's the shame. Bagolas and wagons are shisholach faro. When they came back, they rehooked up the horses onto the government wagons and made it look like they were coming in these wagons. Shisholach faro say so to carry him. Yichus mikneim, they took their mikne, their cattle. That's rechushim and their wealth. Not like father says, leave your junk over there. No, no, this was holy stuff. Because that one, anything you earn with our piki shmir Shabbos and no ganev and gazela has a kedusha. That's why Yaakov returned for pachim ketanim. He's a wealthy man. He doesn't need little pachim ketanim. No, but he earned it honestly with not violating the Torah. It has a kedusha. And they went back to the sechusha. Shiroch Jaber's Kanoan. And not the wealth he had in Paddan Aram that he gave Esav, Rashi says. But Yavam Mitzrayim, when he came to Mitzrayim, Yaakov, Chol Zaritom, Yaakov first and all his children with him, but Bonov, his sons, Bnei Bonov, grandchildren, you'll see soon in the list, he had four grandchildren, Ito, Benosav, his daughters, he only had one. Oh, it means daughters-in-law, right, because he only had Dina. Ubenos, Bonov, and the granddaughters of his children, two granddaughters, you'll see. There was four grandkids altogether. The Kol Zaro and all the children of Havi, he told Mitzrayim, he brought them with him to Egypt. They came out to 70 people. If you count it up, it's really 69. So who's the 70? Oh, it's a big machlokas. Who makes up that 70? It's big machlokas. Who is it? Yechebe, Dino, Shol Ben Akananis. There was whole machlokas. Anyhow, let's take a look. Al Tirdov Gimel. Tirdov Merida Mitzrayim. Malafisho Ayuch Mayatze. Meitzar. He was worrying. Al nizkokom the chance nizayf the chutzorz. He didn't want to go out of Eretz Yisrael. He said, don't worry, I'll bring you back up. You're going to come, you'll become out of Eretz. He promised him, Leos Nik Bar Bars, you will be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Shirochashu Beretz Canaan, only the money made in Canaan. Avamashi, Shirochashu Bapadin Aram with Lavon, Nosan Akol Esav. I don't need it. You take the money that I made out of Eretz Yisrael, you keep it. Bishwil Chelka Bemoris Amachpela, because of his Chelik in the Moris Amachpela, you keep all that. Omar, Nichsek Chutzors, Eina Kadaili. All the properties and the very, very, very wealthy man that I became in Padan Aram, I don't need it. In Kadaili. And Vezehu Asher Kurisi Li. That stuff that I made for myself, I'll keep in Eretz Canaan. But the stuff in Padan Aram, you can have it, Asa. Hamid loaded Tiburin Shelzo. He piled up piles of gold. The Shalkesiv and silver came in Kuri like a big pile. Omar Lo, he said to Asa, Tul Es Elu, take it, it's yours. And the daughters of his sons, Serach Bas Asher, Yecheve Bas Levi. This is his granddaughters. And Benosov is, could be, Benosov is one daughter, Dina, or daughters-in-law. But Benosbonov, that is already Serach Bas Asher, Yecheve Bas Levi. You'll see soon he has four grandchildren, two grandsons and two grandgirls. These two, Yecheve, Zerich and Yocheb and Bas Levi, happen to be going to become Moshe's mother, you know. Chol Zara, hey, you tell me it's Royim, we're at Chamishi. Aboisai, I think that's enough for the moment. Mirat Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow. Zayk Zunishtar.